The jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hagman and Hagman Report for today, December 29th, 2015. It's a Tuesday. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios located in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania, where we're heard live weeknights, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 Eastern Time on Global Star Radio Network. We're also simulcast on Blog Talk Radio, as well as you are able to watch us on YouTube. You can find all the links at our website, HagmanandHagman.com. I'm Joe Hagman, and my father, Doug Hagman, will be joining us shortly. We're going to get into some news and current events tonight. We have Stan Dale coming up in hour number three. He's got some interesting stuff to hit on as well. And tonight we're going to start out by talking with Curtis. Most of you remember Brother Marcus and their radio ministry, Pine Ridge Warriors. And Curtis is the son of Brother Marcus. And he's come on to give us an update about what he's doing and what he plans on doing here in the near future. So we're gonna hang out with him for a little bit, and then we're gonna hit the news in the rest of hour one and two. And then, as I said earlier, Stan Dale will be with us in hour number three, and he's got some pretty interesting stuff to go over with us that he sent us earlier. And I think a lot of people will want to hear it. It pertains to what he's been doing as far as research wise and the Antichrist in the Middle East, and he's talked a little bit about what he's found in previous shows, but he has some new information that we'll be going over in hour number three, and it pertains to Nostradamus and a prophecy about the Antichrist. With that, we're going to go and talk with Curtis. Curtis, welcome back to the Hagman and Hagman Report. How have you been?
Doing fine, my brother. First of all, I want to just say thank you and your father and for bringing me back on. It's been quite some time since the last time we even spoke. but it's doing good, brother, doing good.
That's good to hear. I don't know where you want to start tonight, Curtis. You know, a lot of people who listen to the show for a length of time know who Brother Marcus was, and a lot of people, you know, started listening to you guys as you started the Pine Ridge Warriors radio show. And unfortunately, you know, Brother Marcus passed away. How long ago was that, Curtis?
That was on July 17th of this year. So it was about almost 4 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, that was a big turning point, brother. There's been a lot of things that have been happening, you know, of course, losing somebody like Brother Marcus in my life. You know, any spiritual son can actually say this about their fathers, the ones that imparted and put so much into their lives, not only just in the natural, but the spiritual things that they deposited in their lives. You know, that right there will be sorely missed. It seems like, you know, I've known him for 7 years, roughly almost 7 years, but it seems like, you know, I've known him my whole life. And, you know, the man of God, for anybody that has gotten the chance and the opportunity to actually get to know Brother Marcus and actually sit down and talk with him, he was one of those rare gems in this time and age. Many people would refer to him as just a pastor or a brother, but I knew him as so much more, as a true prophet of God. And, you know, you don't really get a whole lot of people with that caliber and that level today. And I know that everyone's scared to talk about, you know, prophets, because, you know, the first thing that comes into their mind is false prophets, and they always constantly focus on the false and not so much the true and authentic and genuine. And on the other flip side of that, you have the church today. Most of them don't believe in prophets, prophecy, apostles. You know, they don't believe in the fivefold ministry.
Yeah.
A lot of them, they think that died and passed away. But I said all that to say this, that, you know, he was one of the very few authentic, genuine people in this world today. He had a big heart. Was he perfect? No. But, you know, he had a big heart to serve, and, you know, that's what he did.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was a close friend of mine and of our show. And, you know, he helped a lot of people. And, you know, sadly, as we said, you know, he passed away in July. I can't believe it's been half a year almost already. But he made an impact on a lot of people's lives. And we are very grateful for that. And I don't know. It's just, it's very sad that, you know, the whole thing was surprising. And there's been a lot that has gone on. I know the radio show Pine Ridge Warriors is where you guys had your, what was the name of your radio show. Where can people find you or those past episodes with you and Brother Marcus doing the radio broadcast?
Well, right now, first of all, we changed up our name to Pine Ridge Warriors Radio. We just added radio at the end of it. We're still on Blog Talk. We're on Facebook, you know, SoundCloud, iTunes. But where they can actually get a hold of his teachings is, since we're uploading them all now, we recently got them all together and we're uploading them every Mondays on Blog Talk Radio. We nicknamed that the Man of God Mondays, and a lot of the teachings that he had on there, and past guests, and just a lot of, just a wealth of knowledge that that man has. And for anybody that's interested in that, you guys can go check that out on Monday, or just look for it on iTunes. It's all free.
Yeah, I would urge anybody and everybody who's interested. And that's the name of the show, Man of God Mondays on Blog Talk?
Yeah, well, we do that on Mondays, but we still do Pine Ridge Warriors Radio. You could still just type that in on iTunes, Pine Ridge Warriors Radio, and it should take you straight there to iTunes and just look for Brother Marcus's teachings or Man of God Mondays. And they're labeled with the guest and exactly, you know, what he was talking about and things like that.
Well, that's great that you're able to put up all of the past shows, and you know, he's done a lot of great teachings, and you guys did a lot of great shows, and that's something I'm definitely going to check out, because I know I have a lot of the shows downloaded, but there's a lot I'm missing as well, so that'll give me a chance to be able to download the rest and keep them on my file.
Well, we have over 181 of his teachings just within the few short years that he's done this, over 181 teachings with him. And there's a lot, from the things of, you know, from DNA, from the DNA of Christ to, you know, everything from learning to walk in the supernatural anointing. So there's definitely a wealth there, man. And no matter what, no matter how many times I can go back and listen to what this man shared, you know, it was very amazing, because even no matter how much deep that we think he taught on, the things that he taught on was so deep, that to him was very elementary, because how much time he studied in prayer, and he studied, you know, he fasted and talks about in the Bible study to show yourself approved. This man, he did a lot. And by the way, listeners, I'm not here to glorify a man, but a servant of the Lord. He should be an example on how we all should walk with our Lord today. And, you know, there's a lot of things that came up into play shortly after he passed. There was a lot of, I kind of knew some things were coming down the pipes as far as splits, separations, pulling away and falling away. Because the people that followed us on Pine Ridge Warriors, a lot of them, they were more fixated on the man and less so on the message. A lot of people, they fell into what we would call preacher worship, as Brother Marcus would have called
yeah.
it. You know, and
we see that happen a lot. You know, even from religious and spiritual leaders to regular people who just get the message of truth out. You know, that does happen, unfortunately. And, you know, that stems from people not listening to the message, and from a number of other things. But, yeah, Brother Marcus was definitely a very good man. He's a good friend of mine. And there's just a lot there in those teachings that I would urge people to definitely take a look at when they have a chance, if they have a chance. Because it's definitely going to be worth your while, especially for those of you who knew him. And his messages were fantastic, and you were there for all of it from the beginning until he passed away. What have you been doing since that time, Curtis?
Well, since the time, some very big events have happened in my life. First of all, you know, we're no longer on Pine Ridge. Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, that's where the Lord is called, you know, called him to serve and, you know, bring up and raise up people, young disciples from. But shortly after he passed away, you know, we lost the house because the agreement with the ranchers and was between them and him. But for me, I'm not really upset about that. I know it was a season of time and change. But since then, I've gotten married within the few short months that followed, to my beautiful wife. We're right now, we're up here in Canada. I'm just taking this time aside to really gain and seek direction and guidance from the Lord as far as, you know, the next move, next step. You know, because it's different whenever you're walking with the Lord and, you know, you go through seasons of just silence. You go through your desert places, your dry places with the Lord. And again, there might be some times where, you know, he speaks to you abundantly, where you can't just seem to turn him off. But other times, you know, you strain to hear his voice. And I think right now, you know, really learning to grow and mature as an individual, as opposed to, you know, a son having to rely on somebody like Brother Marcus and the caliber that he was. But learning to grow and just seek direction. One of the things that the Lord has laid on my heart in the last couple months was concerning, you know, raising up disciples for God's end time army. Whenever I say young disciples, I'm thinking, you know, it's not so much age group, but really focusing on the next generation of warriors, because I've been seeing a major increase in, you know, a lot of men of faith, mighty men of faith that were passing on, going home before their time. And, you know, where does that leave us as the sons and daughters? You know, at what point do we begin to step up and really go forth and march into our high call of God? Too many times we get relaxed and sit back and let one man do it all whenever that was never God's plan. You know, it's the law of multiplication with the Lord. You know, whenever the Lord said go forth, be fruitful and multiply, I don't think he was just talking about the natural body, but more or less reproduce yourself in the spirit. Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. But if we're so just sit back and praise God for those people that we can always turn to for sound counsel and guidance, but I think it's time for us to stretch our wings and, you know, begin to soar, soar like eagles and, really start our race. Because, you know, as you know, very well know, the time is getting short here on this earth. You know, I don't know how much longer, how many more years or months we may have here on this earth. You know, we're going to be held accountable whenever we go home to glory. And, have we reached? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves, and I've been asking myself this every day. You know, have I reached the people God has called me to reach? Have I gone into places that the Lord has set forth before me? Or have I been allowing fear? Have I been allowing my own lack of inability or feeling like I'm not where I need to be in the Lord to stop me from going into these places that he's called us? And, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of your watchmen, people that you're plugged into have been hearing and feeling that sense of urgency that this, may be the last generation, you know, talking. I mean, we hear about everything.
Absolutely.
From what's going on in the government to, you know, everything, brother. So we don't know how much longer we have here, but I'm going to give it the best I can. I'm going to do everything I can for Christ and, you know, see him glorified. Amen.
Amen to that. And you're right, you know, we don't know how long we have. Things seem to be ramping up all around us. This is a common talking point on our show, you know, the increase in wickedness, the increase in, as you said, you know, the government and what they've been doing and all the evil things we see that come out of what they have done and what they continue to do. This can't continue to go on for too much longer at this level and at this pace. And we don't know. And what you said was very, right on the money. You know, people need to start, if they haven't yet, getting into the Word themselves and, not relying on people or pastors to bring them information. They need to do the work themselves. They need to be in tune with the Lord and, what He wants for them in their walk and stepping out of that comfort zone that we too often get into in order to find out exactly what we need to be doing in this time.
Amen, brother. Go ahead.
So you said you're in Canada now. You plan on coming back to the States Or are you going to be staying up there?
Well, actually, just some things are in the works I can't say per se. I know at the end of, the first part of next year, I'll be going out to India with a couple people for like a mission outreach over there, an orphanage out in India. Later on, I know I want to come back to the States and go to the Watchmen's Conference that you guys are having out there in Texas, and I think it's, in the first part of April, last part of May?
December. It's March 18th through the 20th in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, and we talked about this off air, and that'd be awesome to be able to see you there, and I'm sure a lot of other people would really enjoy getting a chance to meet you out there as well, and that would be great. And you said you were going to India?
Yes, I'll be going out to India hopefully in the first part of the year. I need to go ahead and get my get everything scheduled. I'm working with a brother named Zoe Edwards, and they're basically the Elijah Challenge. Basically, they opened up the door to, you know, invite us out because, you know, God's got a great work out there. And this kind of falls in line with some of the prophetic words I've gotten over the years that, you know, the ministry that the Lord's going to give me is going to be international. Well, you can't be an international ministry without first going international. So, there's a lot of things that I'm training and equipping, and I see this is going to be a training ground for me as well, because there's so much things, there's so many places that we need to go in this coming year. So yeah, hopefully India will be a big changing point, big pivotal point, because I feel like the Lord is wanting to do something awesome out there in India. We're only going to be out there for a short time, maybe 2 weeks tops, and then we're going to be coming back here to the States to get some things taken care of. I'm still working out how to do the immigration thing with my wife, and you know, how to get our marriages solidified and both states or both countries or continents or however you say that. So that in itself has been a task and been a challenge. But so there's a lot of things coming up in this coming year that I really feel like the Lord's going to do, and I can't wait.
Well, that's excellent to hear. Curtis, if people wanted to reach out to you and get a hold of you via email or however, what's the best way for people to do that?
Well, the best way to do that is actually through our website, PineRidgeGathering.com. And they have we're reamping the website for those that haven't checked out the website. You can actually contact us at PineRidgeWarriorsContact@gmail.com. Also, PineRidgeWarriors@yahoo.com. There's several ways you can do that. You can follow me on Facebook. I know there's a deal about Facebook going on, but if you don't feel comfortable using that, you can just shoot us emails there. You can give me a ring. I have my phone. Well, of course, my phone isn't working, but you can look me up on Skype. So there's different ways you can get a hold of us, brother.
Well, that's excellent, and we're happy to hear that you're continuing in the footsteps that you and Brother Marcus set out and a while back with the radio show, and also the you guys made a big impact in South Dakota on the Indian reservation, helping people, doing physical work and pretty much what you're going to India for, to do what you can to help people. I remember, the cold winters up there and how the sacrifices that were made to make sure that other people had, necessities such as heat and shelter. And it's good to see you carrying that torch where Brother Marcus left off, because that's definitely needed in today's day and age.
Amen, brother. And, there's so much more beyond than just what we did there, than just good works or helps. Mm-hmm. There was a big part of this that a lot of people didn't quite grasp, was the spiritual dynamics of that place, having to deal with demonic entities almost on a daily basis out there with... There's a guy going around, I know people laugh about it, but Slender Man, Tall Man, they call him. We've encountered orbs out there. We've encountered witchcraft prayers. I mean, actual, people sending spirits in our direction, or demons, as you would call them. Just a lot of different things, man. Always constantly being trained and equipped to deal with the spiritual things. So we did a very good mix of things, not only just in the natural, but really I seen that as a training ground and as a trying ground to how to do effective spiritual warfare. And that right there was the most entertaining for me. Growing your discernment, really moving into the supernatural side of who God is, you know, because that's one thing Marcus always focused on with me. Is he was like, you know, son, you got to hear God's voice even more so. Begin to start moving in, you know, the prophetic gift, the prophetic calling. And by all means, I'm not calling myself a prophet because, you know, I call myself Curtis, you know, servant of the Lord, Brother Curtis, you know, that's just who I am. I don't need a fancy title, but, you know, there's been a lot of things, you know, learning to discern whenever the Lord is wanting to move in somebody's life, able to help with dreams, visions, just a number of things. Able to birth forth, I would say, the healing in people's lives, because for those of you out there that don't believe, you know, our God is a supernatural God and he's a healing God today, you know, he does. There's a lot of signs, wonders, and miracles that are going on today, not just false, but true, authentic, legitimate things. I remember a testimony of a brother that was coming there to church on a regular basis, and they called him Steve. Whenever he went there, you know, he's like, you know, oh man, you know, I need you guys to pray for me because, you know, I've been dealing with, diabetes for quite some time, and I want to get off this insulin shot that they keep giving me because it's just ridiculously priced. I said, you know what? All right, by faith, you know, we prayed the prayer of faith, and also, you know, from there we started going in and declaring healing over his body. You know, by Christ's stripes you are healed. And praise God, the praise report off of that was, you know, he didn't go to the doctor's office by faith for, 5 months without insulin. And the doctors, after like the second month, you know, they're like, hey, listen, man, you're not on your insulin. What's going on? You haven't refilled it. You're going to die. And he said, no, I'm not. I'm healed. So they're like, all right, well, just come in, you know, do this a favor to us. You know, we'll come in, we'll test you, and you know, praise God, his diabetes was gone. You know, his blood sugar was completely regulated and all this and that. And, you know, God did some awesome things there. And that's just a small thing of what, you know, the Lord has been doing there. There's been one of my uncles, which basically he was heavily involved in the shamanistic way of life, I guess you would call it, with the sun dances, ceremonies, and all this and that. And he just recently gave his life to the Lord earlier this year, shortly before Marcus passed away. He gave his life to the Lord. And, you know, there's a lot of other things. My auntie, she was healed of cancer literally overnight. And there's been, I know this might seem a little bit out there, but shortly after Marcus passed away, there's people that were actually beginning to see him. A lot of them, they didn't know because how quickly he passed. You know, he was going to people in dreams. They begin to see him appear physically. Now, how this is possible, I don't know, but with God, all things are possible. Matter of fact, that's how the healing in my auntie's life came to pass, is because she had a dream of him and she wanted to tell him that she had cancer and wanted him to pray over her before, you know, he went. And at his funeral, she was standing there, you know, over his coffin or casket, and, you know, she was like, you know, I need to tell you this. And that night she had a dream of Marcus coming, taking her hand, going up to like this big mansion. She said it felt like we were floating, not walking, but kind of like just gliding. And in there, he basically touched where the cancer was, right here in her chest, and he said, everything's going to be all right. God has healed you this day. And she got up, and the next day, she went back to the doctor's office, and the doctors were so blown away. They're like, what have you been doing? You know, because I don't see an ounce of cancer there, because she didn't want to go through chemo. She didn't want to go through all the steps and begin to lose her energy and her strength. And she was like, you know, Jesus healed me. And they're like, what? Well, whatever it is you're doing, you know, you need to keep doing it. And that was like a, you know, many praise reports, many things like that, that we've seen happen out there on the reservation, because, you know, God was moving. He's still moving. He's still alive today. And, if I could stress anything about the characteristics of who Brother Marcus is, was, you know, that's who he was. He lived his life in a supernatural way. He started hearing from God at the age of 15. started he actually walked in a time in a season where the Lord was showing him events before they happened. I know he was on not only your program, but I think the Prophecy Club and many other different places. You know, good friend of Brother Steve Quayle. Want to give a big shout out to him. I know that's kind of corny doing shout outs on the radio, but without you guys really taking up, you know, that plead for help, we wouldn't have got started on the radio. We would still be in South Dakota. I probably would have froze. I'd still be stinking, because that was probably like the worst month of my life. no water. You know, the water, you know, if I had to take a shower, it'd have to be freezing cold out in the middle of winter. You know, we had heaters plugged in left and right, but they can only go so long. We had to cook food on our little wood stove, you know, things like that. So it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, man, but I want to say thank you guys for that, because without you guys being obedient to the heed and, you know, bringing him on, you know, that's really what helped catapult us into this next season in life. And I want to say thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, and also from all the listeners for being just great friends to the ministry, you know, being there. So,
amen. Once again, Curtis is on Pine Ridge Warriors Radio, and to hear teachings from Brother Marcus on Blog Talk Radio, you can search Man of God Mondays. And what time is that, Curtis?
We broadcast actually every Mondays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah.
So Monday, Wednesday, and then Saturday, Sunday.
All right. And we're looking to hopefully fill up a couple more slots on that time frame. Later on this week, basically, we're changing up the process of Pine Ridge Warriors Radio. We're giving a voice to people that, you know, wouldn't otherwise have that platform, to share those that, because there's many people out there in, that are listening to us now, around the world that have something to share that the Lord has given them specifically, and, you know, they don't have an avenue, they don't have a platform, they may not have a place to begin to share or really begin to step into what God has called them. And this is what we want to dedicate Pine Ridge Warriors Radio to, because, you know, that was the mission of Marcus. You know, that was what he always wanted to do. He always encouraged people to get up and step forth, you know, not just sit back and let one guy do it all, like I said earlier. And I would encourage, you know, people that were that out there that have something that they feel like the Lord was laying on their heart, you know, please contact me, and, you know, I'll sit and I'll talk with you, pray with you, and we'll talk it over, and I'll see if I can't get you on the radio. You know, it's may not be as big as your guys's, but it's still a platform. You know, it's a place where you can go and get comfortable, and, you know, especially if the Lord is transitioning you to being in the back to the front. This is how I got my start, you know, being pricked, or the best way I could put it was like a mother eagle removing feathers from the nest and pushing, you know, get the eaglet to get all uncomfortable with where they're at, and then eventually forcing them out the nest to go fly. This is one analogy that he used to describe me and his my walk with him, you know, and it's been fun, man. It's been fun. Not always comfortable, but fun.
Well, it's great to hear that you're doing well, and you're continuing, as I said, to take up the mantle you guys started, and to further that, you know, from doing ministry work in other countries to continuing the radio show that you guys had. And as always, it's been a pleasure to have you and Brother Marcus in our lives, and we thank you for all that you have done and continue to do. And yeah, I mean, I hope to be able to see you in Dallas in March, and we do, and keep up the good work, and we want to thank you for all that you do, and keep in touch.
All right, definitely, brother. And you know, before I guess you know, if you still have time, there was, first of all, I want to say, you know, all praise and glory be to God, because without him, we can't do nothing. Without him, I don't want to do nothing. And if it wasn't for, you know, the obedience and faith, you know, really faith and that the Lord will be able to provide your needs. You know, he knows your natural needs before you ask of him, but having faith in him, you know, to see your, to see his call, his plan and purpose in your life being birthed forth, you know, without that, you know, I would just be another person. You know, I can't take any of the honor for that, or I can't take any of the praise for it. It's just willing to be obedient, because today, you know, I see not enough people willing to do that. See people driving by, veterans that are homeless there on the road, and, you know, can't even spare a couple dollars to go see them get something to eat. You know, so there's a big thing here. I know there's a lot I want to share on, but I don't want to take up your time, and I want to be gracious to know that, you know, I thank you for the time we've had on the radio. Yeah.
Well, absolutely, Curtis, anytime. And again, folks, if you go to Pine Ridge Warriors Radio or Man of God Mondays, you can find the show there on Blog Talk Radio. And I look forward to hearing some of your new broadcasts, Curtis, and what you're working on. And you can get a hold of us if there's anything you need, and we thank you for your time tonight. And as I said earlier, make sure you keep in touch.
Amen, brother. So thank you again, and I love and appreciate you guys. Stay blessed in Jesus' name, and check us out. That's all I can say. Amen. Love you guys.
Amen. Thanks, Curtis. You have a good night.
You too. God bless you, brother.
God bless you too. All right, that was Curtis, Pine Ridge Warriors Radio, and as he explained, you can hear and get all of Brother Marcus's teachings with Curtis on their previous radio show, Pine Ridge Warriors, on Pine Ridge Warriors Radio, and Man of God Mondays on Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday on Blog Talk Radio. That's just great to hear from him, and knowing he's doing good after something like that. You don't know how it's going to go, if people are going to step up and do good, or if it's going to lead to, you know, a delay in their walk with the Lord. And it's good to hear Curtis is picking up right where Brother Marcus left off. We got a lot of news to get into tonight.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's a party, right? No, thanks for coming for me. And that interview was great. It was great to hear Curtis, and wow, you know, I'll tell you, shall we say the reason for my absence? You see, I'll tell you what the reason for my absence was. I was going to potty. No, I brought my sister-in-law she's in from another state, and she went to see the studio, so I had to bring her to the studio, and we were actually behind the camera watching the show for a while, and her two children were there as well, and it was fun. So that's why, I mean, you know, she's only here once a year, and she's never seen the new studio, and she wanted to see it, so that's kind of the reason. But Joe, that was a great interview. I mean, really, gosh, my goodness, I'm glad that Curtis is doing well. Good stuff. All right, we got a lot of stuff to get into. Why don't you go ahead and open it up here?
Yeah, there is a lot to get into. I guess we can start here. You know, we talked about the weather and how there were 42, 43 deaths over the weekend into this week. Well, the Mississippi River flood crest may be the highest in 22 years in St. Louis, as record crest possible throughout Missouri. There are all kinds of flooding. There is all kinds of flooding going on in Missouri. The stretches of the Missouri River may see flood crests at above levels set during the 1993 and 1973 floods in the coming days, as swollen tributaries from torrential post-Christmas weekend rain pour into the river. The National Weather Service's North Central River forecast at Mississippi River in St. Louis is expected to crest Thursday at its second highest level, topping the April 28, 1973 crest of 43.2 feet.
Yep,
but still well short of the record in 1993, 49.6 feet. And this is posing a lot of dangerous situations in there in Missouri. I did have a chance to watch some video earlier of some of the flooding, and there were some shopping centers and other public areas that were completely submerged underwater, reminiscent of Katrina in New Orleans. And it looks like it's going to continue. So we're going to keep people down there in our prayers. But from what I'm reading and understanding, it looks like the water's already dropped, and it's flowing to that river. So there's not much that can be done at this point to slow that down. It's not like they're waiting on a storm for to drop more precipitation to
right.
let this rise. This is from what has already fell. And this is a long stretch of the Mississippi River. And it looks like from tributaries around it to the river itself, it's posing grave danger to a large majority of residents who live in those areas, especially, you know, those that are prone to flooding. And this looks like it's going to continue so.
I'm amazed by the, you know, people have a tendency to believe, I think, you know, that, you know, the weather is the weather and things happen. And of course, weather happens, obviously. But I think people have a tendency not to connect, current events and what we do. I don't think people really look at weather as being a judgment from God. Isn't the Bible
the great flood or the flood in Noah's time?
Right, but weren't there smaller judgments in the Bible? I'm going to ask you, droughts and that caused famines and such in the Bible as judgments for disobedience or as judgments for whatever sins?
Well, there are, in the Bible stories of judgments from, whether you call it weather related, or to see things out, you know, that think of the story of Joseph and his brothers in Genesis, how he was left in the, to die in the well and was sold into slavery, and there ended up being a famine on the land, and he became the, one of the rulers in Egypt, in control of the food resources, and his brothers who abandoned him, left him for dead, had to come all the way to Egypt not knowing he was alive, and because of that drought in the land, they had to do that, and without that drought, they never would have known that he survived, and you know, there's a lot there.
I remember being taught that story in grade school, and I went to a Catholic grade school.
Yeah, and that's one example.
Yeah, yep.
You know, there's a whole lot of other examples in there of situations happening, and we're told that in the last days, it will be like the times of Noah. It will be like it was in Sodom and Gomorrah, where yep. Lot was. And, I mean, people need to pay attention to what's going on around them, because it's not just, you know, as we see the government interference, whether it's into terrorism or the expansion of terrorism, the world events we see today, the calamities,
yep.
Weather seems to play a big part in that. And the judgments on the USA... one example is, you know, how we get involved in trying to split the land of Israel. And
absolutely.
Judgments that come, you know, from that. So,
And John McTernan, a guest on our program previous, wrote a great book and does connect the dots on those judgments. And I really believe that he maps it out. And, of course, you know, there's nothing definitive. You can't say, well, this was a judgment from God because of this action, and you know, but boy, I'll tell you, when you start putting the event and the weather events side by side, yeah, you know, coincidence, perhaps, something more, yeah, I kind of think that to be the case. So it's really great. I just, you know what, Joe, I just want to talk to people about something here. You know, everyone's blowing off this assault weapons ban of 2015. Everyone's kind of saying, nah, it's not going to pass, right? We get that, all right? Every year about this time or around election time, you know, we get the Congress throwing together an assault weapons ban. And there's so much wrong with saying assault weapons ban, because assault weapons were banned back in the 60s. These are not assault weapons. They're semi-automatic weapons. They're talking about, you know, limiting the capacity for not clips, but magazines. M1s have clips. All other guns have magazines. So we need to get the terminology down correctly. But H.R. 4269 introduced into Congress, and people can print that list out. It lists actually the guns that they're attempting to ban, and I consider that a shopping list, really. That's my shopping list, if I could. But anyway, the bottom line is, people say it's not going to pass. I don't. It's all theater. I do believe that. However, California is instituting certain regulations. I do believe that will stick, and that that involves capacity of magazines. That involves also purchases of ammunition. And you watch, the backdoor gun control on this is gonna involve the purchasing of ammunition, shortages of ammunition, and that's kind of a backdoor gun control. And there are other things that are going to take place. It's going to be a slow encroachment until that very moment when they say, okay, now you've got to turn in your guns. Now you've got to register your guns and then turn them in. And what sticks in my mind, ladies and gentlemen, Joe, remember that photograph from, where was it, Connecticut or New Hampshire, where they passed that regulation, that law that states you had to, what was that, turn in the weapons or turn in the magazines or do register. So I think they had to register something.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that law, folks, remember that? Remember that long line of guys waiting in line? You know, look, folks, I can't tell you what to do, but I could tell you what I would do. And what I would do would not be waiting in that line.
Yeah, it was a gun registration. I believe it was in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
You know, I'm sorry because...
And that was the beginning of the year.
History shows us so many examples. And oh, folks, it's coming. It's coming. It is coming. They're coming for us. They're coming for our guns. And people will say you're being hyper. It's hyperbole. It's that fear porn, that doom porn. But let me tell you something. They've got to disarm us. They've got to take away our weapons. They've got to. Because they cannot subjugate the population of this country in the manner that they wish without disarming us. Now, Joe, did you grab that thing I printed or sent to you? Did I send it to the studio? Email?
Yeah.
From Steve?
Yeah. We got it right here.
I'm not sure how much I can... if you want to double check Steve's, or can you check Steve's site? Because I don't want to put something up and then I don't want Steve to yell at me. Okay, I'm not sure how. This is important. Let's see.
Let me check the alerts.
Yeah. I could very well be in the alert. I'm going to put up a picture.
I don't see it.
Okay.
But yeah, this is interesting.
Let me do this. Let me open this up. I don't know, Eric, if you can grab this photograph. Hang on a minute. Let me widen this. Let me see if I can open this up a little bit more. Folks, in Colorado right now, I don't know, Eric, can you grab that picture, or is that kind of you can't, okay. Folks, I want you to, those people who are watching this on YouTube, I want you to take a look at the picture that's on the screen. If you're, okay, I was just trying to figure out if there's anything in the, all right. There's some commentary that might be objectionable. That didn't originate from us or Steve Quayle. Let me just put that. Okay, if you can take that off the screen, because I need to grab the text on that. For those listening on the radio, Global Star Radio Network, what you have here is a photograph taken by a reader of Steve Stite, and I believe a listener of ours, of four people standing on a corner. Multiple Muslim couples in Colorado with bullhorns. They are yelling at drivers on the road. There is confirmed five couples in different areas with bullhorns stating, and I quote, "We are coming for you." They're saying our women are harlots. And reports are they've been seen in Westminster, Aurora, Centennial, and Denver. They are couples. They are Muslim couples, and police have been called. Expect to see this more and more. Okay, again, I don't think I'm breaking any confidences. At least I hope I'm not. by showing that image, that could, that image could have been taken by anyone. There's, you know, so, but folks, this is what we're going to be seeing, more and more of this. And you see, these people can be armed. We will not be armed. I got to tell you, there's this massive integration of the Muslims done by this administration, but the skids were greased by George W. Bush and the Congresses before this Congress, the 114th Congress, but before the 114th Congress. The bottom line is we have one party, one single party. It's against the American public, and you've got all of the people, the 535 plus the nine Supreme Court justices, the chief executive, the vice president, and so on. They're all members of the same party pushing toward this National Socialistic Government. Now, I used to say communist government. That's an objective of theirs. But you've got the communists fighting the National Socialists, or the communists fighting the Nazis. And one more thing before I turn it back over to you. And I know I'm blending a lot of things into this little soliloquy, but Steve Quayle was talking with Alex Jones yesterday. Alex Jones had Steve Quayle on as a guest, and they were talking about the coming Civil War. Folks, if you have a chance, please tune into Alex Jones InfoWars, that clip. What was it, an hour, 20 minutes or so, mm-hmm. that Steve Quayle was on. Tune into that and listen to the interview that Steve Quayle did with Alex Jones. You've got to listen to it, because Steve was on point about what is taking place in this country. And he references, and this is what people don't get. And this is one thing that I suddenly, I mean, it was like, maybe this is incorrect terminology, and if it is, please forgive me in advance, but I felt very led by the Holy Spirit to investigate a different angle, a different facet. You know how diamonds have the different facets. A different facet of this new world order that's being forced upon us, and that is this: the communists are fighting against the Nazis. The Nazis are it's kind of like, because the occult has sexual connotations to it, and I'm sorry in advance if that offends people. There is this who will be on top. And that's referencing a sexual position, okay? Because, and we'll do a program on this, because it's important to understand that when you have infighting among the royal families or the various bloodlines, there's incest. There's incest involved in the occult. There's incest involved in keeping so-called bloodlines pure, and they will use sex and sexual innuendos. And public fights and private fights, and they will talk about sexual positions. So this is a fight on for who will be on top. They're both experiencing the act, and that act is, of course, implementing the New World Order or this one world government. But they're, you get the idea. I'm not going to go down that road. The principalities are the communists and the Nazis. So I was spirit-led to really investigate the Nazi angle to this, and to my absolute shock, I had missed an entire, I mean, the broadside of a barn. I could have, you know, you could have, I mean, I'd missed the entire aspect of really the Nazis. And I know Bob Maggie and others and have said, you know, thank you for going through this. This is so critical to understand, because World War Two and the previous wars, of course, but World War One gave birth to the Nazis. World War Two had the National Socialist Nazis really in full force. They never lost the war, and that influence today. And you can check out, and Steve made the quote by Peter Goodgame yesterday on Alex's show. That is really the driving ideology right now in this country. It may be communism elsewhere and at other times, but it's a fight between communism and Nazism. But Nazism is that golden thread at the moment that's being woven through the New World Order architecture. And that's what's going to bring the genocide, well, or communism. But this is the fruits of the Nazism, the DNA restructuring, all of this. It's because of the Nazis. So if we just focus, for example, on the communists, we lose sight of the tactics of the Nazis. And the ground is fertile right now, and many will agree that this time in history mirrors other times, whether it's communist or Nazism. But think back, Germany. And I read yesterday from this book, or I referenced, paraphrased from this book, When a Nation Forgets God, and this kind of goes into detail about, and it's a short read, it's a very thin book. It's written by Erwin Lutzer, but it kind of lays out the groundwork. This is how Hitler got his start, and people were behind him. And boy, a lot of familiar things in this book. So I just wanted to throw that in there and let you know that and Muslims play a huge role in this, because the Muslims are the active soldiers, foot soldiers of the Nazis. And if you think back to the Dulles brothers, but specifically Alan Dulles, his role in the rat line of the Nazis, and if you think back of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem and his relationship with the Nazis, and you look at the events of today, very similar in very similar as to what's going on. So all of that to say this, interesting times. Let's look at the entire picture, all of the facets of the diamond that is our existence today, and understand that there's so much going on, and so much taking place, and we really have to always be we have to be in the cutting edge. And Steve said something yesterday too, and Steve said that if we are the bow of the icebreaker, you know, an icebreaker goes through the ice and hits the ice first and busts it up, and that way the rest of the ship doesn't get damaged. That's reinforced. Well, consider us, please. Hopefully, we humbly ask that you consider us the icebreaker of the ship, where we will pave the way for others to come behind us or with us, alongside of us, on top of us. It doesn't matter, as we go through and investigate and identify the threats we face today, and we face so many. HR 4269. I'm going to tell you something is in fact a threat, even though it might not pass, maybe not this year, maybe not in this iteration. It is still a threat. And this is how what the Nazis did as well. And the communist governments too, but specifically in this capacity. So all of that to say that, we are living in very perilous times, and I pray that we're on point, on target. I pray that we bring you the information, the most important information, and you know, we always have to be, we got to be looking into this. We have to be identifying the threats, and we have to be making you aware of them. So
we're close to up against the top of the hour break, but some of the things we're going to get into in hour number two is this major headline that's just come out recently. U.S. spying on Israel swept up members of Congress. The U.S. spying program scooped up communications between members of Congress and Israeli leaders, giving White House insight into the Israel's lobbying of U.S. lawmakers against the Iran nuclear deal. And this gets into the NSA and NATO and the surveillance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government.
Yeah. Good catch, by the way.
There is, a lot going on. Should we worry about a Russian naval buildup? The president of Czech Republic calls the influx of refugees to Europe an organized invasion. We got information on the DHS and the Real ID Act. Also, this is an interesting headline. Al-Qaeda reemerges as U.S. focuses on ISIS in Afghanistan. Kind of interesting there, because they're kind of both the same terrorist group. There was also a recent, the U.S. carrier Harry S. Truman had a 1,500 yards from an Iranian rocket in the Strait of Hormuz last week. This is just being reported today, but they're saying, they're backpedaling it, saying that it was nothing that was intended to happen, or they were not trying to shoot the destroyer. But
yeah,
I don't know. There's a lot here that we have to go over.
Joe, I gotta say this. You know, you're getting close to the target and over the target when you get a lot of hate mail and chaff. So, but
yeah, and that and more, and Stan Deo in hour number 3. So stay with us here on the Hagman and Hagman Report. We'll be right back with hour number 2, hitting the news that's important and relevant. And then, as I said, hour number 3, Stan Deo with his new information on the Antichrist and what he's found. So stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.